The number one thing you don't want to do on Thanksgiving is poison your family. Unless you're weird and, like, terrible and evil for the most part.
I mean, I'll take my chances with most dishes if they're put in front of me on Thanksgiving Day. I'm expected to eat. That much I know.
Chef Plum from the Food Network. What are the most common mistakes that you find that people make when they're cooking that really get their guests sick?
I think before I address that and answer your question, the thing that bothers me the most was the first thing you thought was how people, you could hurt people you don't like by doing this. Like, that's the first thing that popped in your head.
It's a lot of pressure to be the one that cooks on Thanksgiving. And it's certainly a job that I don't envy nor want, to be honest.
Well, listen, Thanksgiving is that time of year where everyone comes, they eat, they have a great time, but it's also the time of year that the most food poisonings happen, which I had no idea. I was pretty surprised when I found this out. The two things that ruin food are time and temperature.
So what is the right temperature that you're supposed to cook a turkey to? And how do you do that? How do you figure that out? You got to buy one of those thermometer things, right?
You want to cook a turkey to the internal temperature of 165 degrees. That's what everything's safe. Now, you see those turkeys that you can buy, those frozen ones or those butterball ones, or sometimes even the fresh ones, have those built-in little pop-up thermometers that pop out of the thigh or something like that. You know, I just don't trust them. I don't trust them. I don't believe that they work. Get a good meat thermometer and test the temperature of your turkey. Stick it in the thickest part of the turkey. You want to go in that thigh. You want to go in the thick part of the breast where that wishbone might be. But make sure you check it in the thickest part.
Chef, I always go until my turkey starts to float in the oil. Like, if I'm deep frying, is it a different rule or same thing? I need the thermometer.
Same thing, thermometer. I definitely would check that temperature, 165. When I'm deep frying my turkey at 350 degrees, you want to fry it for about 3 minutes per pound till you get that proper temperature. And most important, make sure you do that water displacement method when it comes to putting that oil in first. You know exactly how much oil versus the weight of your turkey to put in there.
I know you talked about time being really important, I guess, obviously, how long to cook your turkey for. But I think a big thing is the thawing. Am I remembering correctly? Like, people mess up all the time because they think it needs like one day to thaw, but you should already be thawing your turkey at this point or something like
this? Oh, my God. Absolutely. Listen, I say if you're cooking your turkey and you have a frozen turkey, you need to pull that thing out 3 days ahead of time, sometimes even four. Leave it in the refrigerator. Make the room. I know it's going to be a pain in the butt, but definitely do that. Don't leave it outside. The other tip I could tell people as well, a lot of people take their turkeys out and they want to rinse them off before they cook them, which sounds like a smart thing to do, rinse your turkey off. The problem is any bacteria that's on that turkey is on the surface and it's going to be destroyed when it's cooking. Easy, no problem. And when you rinse it off, you have a chance of really spreading that bacteria all around the countertop and on other things around it. So be careful when you're rinsing it off like that.
We learned so much.
Hey, and the last thing while we're talking food safety, very, very, very important, I want to put out there to everybody. It's not the cooking process that usually gets people. It's leaving that food out for way, 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 way too long. There's a bacteria called Clostridium perfuginivus. Yeah, I don't know how to say that last part of the word. But it grows in cooked foods that are left out at room temperature. It's the second most common bacterial cause of food poisoning. The major symptoms are vomiting, cramps in your tummy, and usually those cramps and those symptoms come within 6 to 24 hours of eating. So have your food out. Have everybody make a plate. Keep it warm if you can. And the second everybody's done, let's make sure we put things away safely so no one gets sick.
Oh, that makes sense. Because like you leave the mashed potatoes out for like 5 hours, you finally clean it up, and then you don't realize that you're accidentally murdering everybody.
Perfect.
You can follow Chef Plum on Instagram at chef_plum or online at chefplum.com.